Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 4, we said that trouble may come in our marriage if we are more concerned with our mate doing right than in focusing on doing right ourselves. Let's continue with that lesson today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Oftentimes in a marriage, there are problems because a mate will look to see if their mate is doing what they are supposed to do instead of what one's own self should be doing. And my friend, your marriage will get in trouble if you say, well, he's not doing this or she's not doing that, and that's what the Bible says he's supposed to do. That's what the Bible says she is supposed to do. You're already on the wrong foot. You see what the Bible says you're to do. Their responsibility, if they won't keep it, is between them and God, and you taking that thing to God in prayer. Not taking it to the preacher, not taking it to your neighbor, not taking it to the telephone or anywhere else. If we allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, we would find that there is more wrong with us than we would ever be able to find with anyone else. And then maybe it would become a little bit more easy to forgive others of their debts and of their trespasses as we have trespassed against God. Now, those who set themselves up as judges usually are the ones who fail most in obedience to the Word of God. For example, they do not witness, but they do gossip. They're seeing the sins of others, and yet they are very materially or worldly minded themselves. This wicked use of the tongue violates the law of brotherly kindness. And my friend, such people are an affront to the written word of God, yea, even to God himself. Now, that takes us on into verse 12. Here we see that he says, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Now, this is establishing Christ as the lawgiver, not us. Do not miss that the context in this passage, beginning with verse 5, is a context about humility. True humility cannot be achieved by someone who slanders his brothers and sisters in Christ. When a man impugns his Christian brother, he proudly sets himself above the law that God has established. That was Satan's first sin. In Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. You see, Satan, who is Lucifer, tried to take the position and authority that belongs to God. As a result, he has eternal damnation. Judging brethren in this fashion is the same sin that was committed by Satan and brought his fall. That is serious. in Jude, verses 8 through 11. It says, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. That is, people that are in authority. People in authority are only an X factor. They actually just oppose authority. And so they despise dominion and speak evil of dignities. In other words, they despise authority and they speak evil of those in authority. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally is brute beast, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. See, things they know not are the things of the heart. And Jude here is describing the person as they speak evil of God's men, and of any leader for that matter. We go on in Proverbs chapter 6. God calls the sin of sowing discord among brethren an abomination to God. And the Hebrew word for abomination is the same word he uses for the sin of homosexuality, when he describes it as an abomination. If you speak evil of brethren, God is saying you are no better than the perverted people who have sexual union with their own gender. Does that reveal to you the serious nature of this sin of the tongue, of sowing discord? One rotten apple can spoil an entire bushel. One rotten apple can spoil revival and the power of the preaching of the Word of God in your local church. We cannot expect the church to grow spiritually and in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if we try to be true to the fundamentals of the faith and yet speak evil one of another. Because that flies in the face of John 13, verses 34 and 35, where it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The world doesn't know we're God's disciples because of our love for souls or our love for people. Rather, it knows that we are the disciples of Christ by our love for one another. You identify yourself as one of the people of God when you love the brethren. And verse 12 is basically asking, by what superior holiness and wisdom do you judge your brother in Christ that you take the place of God to do so? Now again, it needs to be clear, there is a judgment Christians should do that is scriptural. For example, a preacher was preaching one day on the radio and said, I might have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. That is none of your business. Whether I do or not, I'm not going to tell you. He said, but I want you to know that I have the liberty to do so. Well, I was able to rebut that because he was applying liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit. We don't have liberty to the flesh. And so when he did that, I was rebuking the belief. He went on to declare that he was declaring war against the legalist. Legalist seems to be anybody that has standards in his book. Well, Paul, Jesus, and the New Testament is filled with commands and standards. And so I guess Paul and the Apostle John and Jesus himself, Peter, I imagine all those are legalists by those definitions. And why would you declare war on men of God and people standing for the word rather than on the devil. How foolish. What a foolish thing to do. Now again, there is a judgment Christians should do that's scriptural. My preaching, as you listen to me as I teach through the book of James and other books of the Bible, is not to be taken as 100% right, 100% wrong. Rather, you are to search the scriptures and see if those things are so. You're not to listen so you can find fault. You're not to listen to say, well, I don't think that he should say that. No, you're to listen to see if those things are so. When brethren are sinning, and the Bible instructs the stand to take, even if it's your own family, you need to rebuke sin. Jesus said that he would be a divider even in homes. It might be a mother against a daughter, a mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, a father against a son. So understand, that can even come in your own home. We need to practice discipline, church discipline, home discipline. We need to practice those things. There are times in civil government where you may have to testify. There also may be criminal behavior that needs reporting. You need to go to the right people about it. But the subject in James is not addressing false doctrine, civil government, or church discipline. It is the sin of fault finding, brother against brother, sowing discord. Sometimes it's lies, sometimes it's slander. So often, people believe they must bring another person down in order to feel good about themselves or in order to get them in a way they think they want them to be. When I abuse my Christianity in this manner, then I am trying to take God's place as judge. And this passage is warning against this presumptuous sin. Now, let me sum up this section by saying that when we judge other Christians without love and mercy, we are making ourselves lawgivers. Only God is the lawgiver. And so we are basically making ourselves into gods. This is the result of a selfish evaluation as it relates to the outer man and to others. And unfortunately, this sin is not seen as being evil as many other sins that go on today. As a result, spiritual growth and salvation decisions are often muted in the local church. Local churches are turning to rock music, other versions of the Bible. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.